In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Happy feast day, and in particular, a greeting from Canon Antoine and those here at the Oratory to the Missionaries of the Word Sisters. Thank you for joining us here today at this great feast day. It's an excellent opportunity to be able to worship Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, even in the midst of distractions, even in the midst of things that can go wrong. We're here today because we love our Blessed Lord. We're here today because we love Jesus. We're here today because we want to show all of our love to Jesus. Jesus, we're here because we love you, and we do all of this because we love you. The beauty, the solemnity, the reverence, the extra mass on this weeknight, the length that we spend in time, the beauty of the procession, the extra flowers, it's all because we love our Blessed Lord. It's all because we love Him in the Eucharist. So many of the prayers of this Mass were written by St. Thomas Aquinas because he desired to be able to express that same love, that same reverence that we have for our Blessed Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. He wrote so many prayers, the Laudation, the sequence that we just sung. And one of the beautiful hymns that is sung during the procession this afternoon as well, the Adoro Te Devote, Godhead Here in Hiding, was written 800-some years ago by St. Thomas Aquinas, and we still sing it today. And it expresses quite beautifully in several of the verses the reality of this feast day. Father Gerard Manley Hopkins translated it, and I want to focus on just two of the beautiful verses that Father Hopkins translated. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote, "Seeing, touching, tasting are in thee deceived. How, says trusty hearing, that shall be believed. What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true." And so when it comes to the Eucharist, when it comes to the Blessed Sacrament, sometimes we can recognize that our senses seem to fail us. But St. Thomas Aquinas notes that it's not all of our senses, right? Our sight, that fails us. We don't see Jesus standing before us like a man. Our touch, our taste, that fails us. We don't touch or taste what seems like human flesh, right? We know that it is, but how do we know? How, says trusty hearing, that shall be believed. And so it is truly our sense of hearing that we focus on tonight. Why? What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. Eight words. Three of them are the word truth. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, which we celebrated this past Sunday. And so if Jesus is truth himself, what he speaks must be true. Or, St. Thomas Aquinas says, nothing is true. What Jesus says is true, or nothing is true. And Jesus speaks truly. This is my body, given up for you. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you do not have life within you. But whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. These are trustworthy words that are so incredible for us to be able to hear at this Mass as we prepare to be able to honor our Lord, as we sing them as a part of our procession this afternoon. In that same hymn, several verses later, St. Thomas Aquinas quotes a proverb, so to speak, a story that had been told. He quotes a story about a pelican, a mother pelican, who had young in her nest. The young had hatched, but they could not fly yet. And so a mother bird wants to be able to feed her young. And so the mother pelican flew and went in search of food for her chicklets or her young flock, and wasn't able to find them, wasn't able to find any food. And so returning to the nest, this mother pelican chose to, with her beak, to pierce her own side so that her young pelican chicklets would be able to feed on her very own blood. The mother pelican sacrificed her life for her young, her children. And St. Thomas Aquinas saw in a very powerful way with this image of the pelican, an opportunity to be able to see our Holy Mother, the Church, feeding us, her children, with the precious blood that flows from the pierced side of Jesus. And he, even St. Thomas Aquinas, attributes this image to Jesus himself. Pie Pelicane, St. Thomas calls our Blessed Lord. Bring the tender tale true of the pelican. This tale of the pelican that had been known, now St. Thomas Aquinas says, bring it true. Bathe me, Jesus, Lord, in what thy bosom ran, blood whereof a single drop has the power to win all the world forgiveness of its world of sin. Jesus is the true pelican for us today. It's a beautiful image that we see sometimes adorning altars or other opportunities for adorning Christian art and Christian churches. That image of that pelican piercing her side, just as Jesus' pierced side is the source of the sacraments, the precious blood that flows from his pierced side. And so we're here tonight because we celebrate what is true. We celebrate truth himself. We celebrate Jesus, who gives himself to us in the Blessed Sacrament. And so we do all of this tonight because we love our Blessed Lord. We do this, Jesus, because we love you, and yet it still seems far too little. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.